I said I'd been propped up by some wonderful guitar pickers through the years, and of course, Chester was my producer. And he's the greatest man I ever met, I guess, other than my daddy and Dr. Billy Graham. People often say, what was he like? And really, other than my father and Dr. Billy Graham, he was the greatest man I ever met. And I had the joy and the privilege of touring and working with some other wonderful guitar pickers through the years. Most of them played Chet style guitar. I saw Joe Edwards a few minutes ago wandering around. That's old Joe back there. The first time I met Joe, he was playing with Mike Carson. And I loved the way he played that thumb style guitar. And then Greg Galbraith, Greg's a studio musician here in Nashville now. He toured with me for a while. And then he went to work with Bill Anderson. Then Gene Sloan was another thumb style guitar player. He used to be with Don Gibson. And then I had the great joy and privilege of touring for several years with Paul Yandel. I'll tell you something, there's some great musicians in this room, but I went to see Paul and Chester together after he started touring with Chet. And I know some of you have had this experience. They were both on stage picking, and I couldn't tell who was playing lead and who was playing rhythm. The closest you'll ever get to Chet's tone and his style on this planet, until we get to heaven, is when you hear Paul Yandel play the guitar. Chet Atkins was a son of the South, but he was Lincoln-esque. He was Lincoln-esque. That's what I think of. I never knew Abraham Lincoln, but I think Chet was a lot like President Lincoln. Coming from another son of the South, that's a little strange maybe. So let me also mention that Chet Atkins was a Robert E. Lee kind of a man. A Robert E. Lee kind of a man and a Lincoln-esque man, and that's saying a lot for a son of the South. He covered all the bases. He was a real deal, the quintessential country gentleman. I think his first big hit, Country Gentleman, was so appropriate, and the guitar, and so many people always called him that, the country gentleman, and he was that, the quintessential country gentleman. W.B. Yeats, the great Irish poet, once said, "Ask me how a man's glory begins and ends, and say my glory was that I had such a friend." Had such a friend. My time's come and gone. I got to get over to the Opry and I want to finish my little spot here with a song that was written by George Hamilton V, believe it or not. He's the father of George Hamilton VI. George V wrote this, and I want to do it in memory of our friend, our mentor, our leader, the quintessential country gentleman, Chester Burton Atkins. They told me you'd be leaving, you'd be leaving us behind. Soon you'd go walking to that valley. They said it was only a matter of time. Well, we will surely miss you. How we wish you did not go. There are some things that we can't change, and some answers we may well never know. But we will meet again somewhere on the other side. We'll walk hand in hand.
morning, we will be again.
Yes, we'll